Begin the grand daf from the sechzes of a desire daf lamed. Begin on the base. Begin to test matter. Begin the gemara shachalayim ein by mishum gilui. So what is that? So pesher kutcher. Rashi says kreshen belaz. It's kreshen. Tarif bekli. It's mixed in a bowl. Beshalchik is grinded by yain. Oymaim nesudin by yain. You have wine or water that's put in it. So we're saying there's no problem about gilui, even though there's these liquids inside of it. But kasha is difficult because the b'seif in the dharma that tzadik alvam and beis. It sounds like the mashma the yesh ben mishum gilui that it does have a problem about gilui. Yeah, but who knows if by there was an adulterer, but tachli there was some cress over there. Amalei said, "Lo teichem and I told the husband don't eat from it. The tamin lechi because the snake tastes from it. So you see snakes do go ahead and drink from it. So it says tasted ve'in lefarish. Don't explain that shachalayim the halcha." You're right, it refers to something else. It's actually a food of beans. Kahid the parak beis later on the zan manaf to come that the Gemara says b'chein hoyi b'tzipori oisin that in tzipori they would make nosin choymes l'teich agrisin, they would put vinegar into the beans. B'korin nosin shachalayim, they would call shachalayim. No, that can't be. Why the hasim in the kogel shachalayim, there is not called shachalayim ad la'achan nosin nesachoymes until after you put in the vinegar. Yet v'hocham ayri, but here we're talking about kain nesinas hachaymes. We're talking about before the vinegar is put in. Kedaminan, like we say, v'loya marin. We didn't say this ela dles puchala. Only that it doesn't have vinegar inside of it. So b'yeshlema, what you could say is the hachav nedarm charu. Truth is, it's the same. Vaday lepa'amim b'mikra. No, the truth is for sure. At times it could happen. The time in nachash. And they could taste mekihu. Do the hachav like that was the story over there. Listen, that's actually when B'nai Goyle and the diaspora actually treat it forbidden. But generally, they wouldn't, and therefore we're not concerned for it. It says matzah because the Gemara Pita'ina, the opening of the fig, ain't by Mishum Gila, is no problem with Gila. I bought the Mindus, we said, Perikam the Chun of Tesam and Av, Rod, Tzipur, Menaka, Pita'ina, if you see a bird pecking at a fig, Choshim, we're concerned, Shem, Mokam, Nekib, Neker, maybe where exactly the hole where he was pecking a snake had already poked. So you see, we are concerned for a hole. But Aser, and therefore it's forbidden. Shani Hasim says, that's different. They could delay it in the Kudu, because you have already a flaw that someone had been pecking at it. Albeit it might have been the first time the bird, but here we don't see anything definitive, so we're not going to be concerned that this hole had already been pecked at from a snake. I think Tez Mat begins to give Lei Behem to Lei Behem Chaber, not to give to his own animal or to someone else's animal. So says Tez, in Ladaktik, don't infer what Ahash to Behem to Amr, to be said his own animal he can't. So Behem Chaber Mebayu, do I have to tell you his friend's animal? Of course not, it's dangerous, I can't harm someone else's. So it says, this is what's called the zuba inside lemazukatani. This, and I'm to say this, but and that's the norm that Tana sometimes does that, where he says the bigger chiddush first. And it has a severe level of tumah of a kazais. Now, it's tastes bothered, and he says, Vafel beisil, even beisil, the boy revius, that requires a revius of a liquid. By dead animals, the ka'amar. That he says, even when Bisil says it is going to be tummy, like tummy lebrevius, they said the blood's only tummy for revius, because hoy biyocha liquorish of a lemon like his eyes, so that when it congeals, it will be the size of an olive. Hachamaydu, here they agree, even though it's a liquid, the size of his eyes, that's enough to be problematic with the size of an olive, which obviously when it congeals, it's going to be much less than that, because hoy lebanesim tamtek revius, since the wine is forbidden because of a sacrifice, it itself will have the tummy of an olive size, the way it does by a carbon, even though it's a liquid of wine. Next is matter to begin with the words of the Gemara, which actually belongs later on the next daf on Laman Aleph and Aleph. Matam tumas mashkim revius, and however, but stam yainam is tummy tuma beverages with a share revius. Pierce, in other words, matam oichlin umashkin, it will contaminate other food items and beverages. Kateris mashkin tumein like the halacha of regular beverages that are tummy shenit mabesheres, which became tummy from let's say a dead vermin. Shenit matam ad mekan, which does not contaminate people and vessels. Eloich lemashkin, only like a rishon that contaminates food items and beverages. Now b'shir kibbol tuma, and the measurement of it becoming tummy as brevius loig is like it would a brevius of a loig kachol tumas mashkin, like all tuma of liquids. I can't understand kuntris up until here. Other words are Rashi. Now, Mash Metech Lashon sounds like from his word She'en L'Stam Yenim Tumah, that what general is the unspecific wine of a non-Jew does not have a tumah. Elim can't keep a tumah in Mokamach until he got tumah from somewhere else, like rather regular beverages. Says Tosef, but that's the case. Because it's difficult. The Machidish who's there, Lashon is gone. What type of novelty is to teach over here? Tumah Menasheret, it became tumah from the Sheret. Chigar Mishar Mashkin. What, you think it's any less than regular beverages? Now, Mio, however, Ekelishnu, what you could answer is that Shminon that is telling us the Mishum Chamrayu that. Even though it has a severity, it won't be makabel tumah less than revius. That's the chiddush in that direction. But another difficulty is the mashma. It sounds like the b'sham mashkin be in revias like kavat tuma. Okay, for all other beverages, you need a revias of a leg to receive. That's around 3 to 5 ounces to receive tuma. About to the contrary, b'sham mashkin for other beverages lebe in revias. You don't have to have revias. Can the mean bepar kama the sachem like it says the sachem that yizayim the base mashke base mit b'chaya dochin. The liquids from the slaughtering house are pure. Lomer didn't say el revias only by revias. The chazal hatful mechatim tonight is that it's fit to immerse the needles and the forks of the pachim revias, but less than revias to me, they are tummy. And you see, less than revias is going to become tummy. Vavula tama achayim, and even to contaminate other things also by revias does not require revias either. Kedemash menam hosan like also sounds like a b'day davidal medav. Kabbalin nimnum lister besabasa v'chulu. They didn't hold back from burning the meat, etc. The mukilah be'ikam mashkin v'hadi basa, where they explain there's tuma where there is liquid with the meat. The metama basa machmas mashkin that the meat becomes tummy because of the liquids. Now, mastama, presumably, ba'isin ma'im, and the shema labasar, we're talking about that it's the water that remains on the meat, lacha docha, after it was washed, imbem revias, you don't have so much water, and it doesn't have revias until still it can contaminate the meat. Chemash brachas, that's the time the Gemara brachas, perikil, drum, daf, non bezim, and off. The comment the Gemara says, shem yachzra ma'im, shacher yakoiz, maybe the water is going to come back that's behind the vessel, be tamas yadam, it's going to contaminate the hands. Now, if awesome will have revias, there that water from behind the cup is not revias. Vavla tamik kalim, even to contaminate vessels. Shemashke metame kalim, the rabbanon, where the liquids contaminate vessels from rabbinic halacha, loybe revias, that also does not require revias. Can not perikim of the taras, like it says over there in the third perikim of the taras, gushal zaysim, a salad of olives, pirish, butame, and it's impure, shenafalatana, that it falls into the oven, behusik, and it gets heat up, kebeya, mechuban, exactly like a beya tar, pirish, in other words, hatana tar, the oven is pure. Because Mishiyatz is a tipi rishayna when the first drop comes out, nesmayed oichel mekabeya, then the food item is already diminished from the size of an egg. V'ina tipi choyil oichel kabo tumma menagosh, and therefore the droplet cannot receive tumma anymore from the salad because they ain't oichel mekame b'pachas mekabeya, because the food item does not contaminate less than the size of an egg, and menagosh lekibol hatam the tumma, and from the salad the oven did not receive tumma. They ain't oichel mekame kli, because that salad does not contaminate a vessel. And because the droplet that became tummy with the gush, that you don't make a tummy. And but Akamon, we see that the tummy, even kalim, it would be less than a revias. But even according to the one that says that liquids absorb, and when the salad becomes tummy, nitma hatipa, the droplet becomes tummy. The tumah lehechin halcha, because where the tumah going? Since it received it when it was a food item, shayis abalu b'gush, when it was absorbed in the sal. Lichamir kemashke l'tameh hatanu. It's not severe like a liquid to metame tanu. Yois mikabeya more than the mikabeya tummy, more than the tummy egg. Pirish, in other words, hatanu tummy. The oven's going to be tummy. The tipper shayin shiatsa, because the first droplet comes out, kibla tumah nagush. Received tumah from the salad shish bekebei, which had the size of an egg, because of a tamei satana, and goes back and contaminates the oven. Okay, so amalei be in revias. So you see al kapan that you don't need revias to be mitame, as long as it became tummy, it would be mitame the oven. So at this question, so what's Rashi making it sound like that you need revias by other mashkin? So when the Rav of the Farish would seem to explain the hach toma destam yin, it's actually not like Rashi that the hach toma destam yinam, this toma of regular non Jewish wine, God's when they made a decree. And af b'lo maga sheretz, even without touching a sheretz, b'lo chmir li gzur tumah b'pachas merviyas. And however, they were not as stringent to make the decree for tumah less than merviyas. Ki hanim mashkin, like Tosfos has proved that other mashkin do have tumah less than merviyas, whether to become tumah, mitame, no matter what it is. Because the beperek damanida needed of non haim beis, we said dimas einav, the tears of his eyes with damay gafasei, and the blood of his wound with the cholub shabisha and the milk of the woman. That metamin tumas mashkin revias midrabanan, that we say that it will contaminate tumas mashkin, but only in revias because it's rabbinic. Kedisa perikis adam, like the one says in chulna peizayin beiz, but kroy the ma'isa perikidamanida asmachdin. Although we bring sukkim, that's nasmachta. So since rabbinic, it's actually we're more lenient to only be metam revias, but it's not because of a sheretz; it's automatic. And then the Tosfos going to say, so lama hotzuchalik zot tumas tamiyin, and why do they have to make a special decree on the generic non-Jewish wine? Typically, it should be sufficient because of a different gezer draban, because of the touch of a non-Jew. Shagazalim, they decreed on it she used kizom cholibrim. They said that they're considered automatically like as if they have this general discharge, which automatically contaminates. So that's already problematic. We have to make it problematic when a non-Jewish boy less than 9 years old touches it, the less hachigzer, he does not have the gzer of being like a zav, because the middle come pick, and like we see later on, the blind lamed zayin manalf. Look over there. But then we can say hach revis the stam yenam. So this revis of the non-Jewish wine in general, revis the mashke zav, and regarding the revis of the liquid of a zav, the perg the manidum. So why don't we count them? We talk about that. Oh, there's 10 types of halachas that require revius. Why didn't you say this too? Well, like maybe cannot say the reason why we didn't count them is from the lesson of the Rabbanan, because we're not counting these cases that are only rabbinic, because the kachashav nami psul goyed Rabbanan. We do count the psul of a non-Jewish woman that is rabbinic. That actually says Vishlam, you can say the Chol Inyan Tumas Mashkim Revi is in Bechlop, so Gaya. We're not going to go through every rabbinic, so that's using it as an example. There's a prototype, and you're right, they're all included in that, like Sol Gaya, which when we make a rabbinic Gezerah, it's going to have the Tashir of Revi's.